especially for the women in the house. We celebrate today here in Crossroads Church Women's International Day. So muli po, Happy Women's Day. So, nagpapasalamat tayo sa Panginoon for giving us women in the now generation, taking care of us, na po, praying for us, following us up, encouraging us, and really, na po, pushing us up to be the best people and to be the woman that God wants us to be. Naalala ko po ang isang mag-asawa, no? Couple, nag-usap sila. Sabi nung wife sa husband niya, "Honey, how do you describe me?" Ayan. Katatapos lang ng Valentine's, pero pwede pa din. "Honey, how would you describe me?" Sabi ng husband niya, "Oh, I can describe you with A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K." What does it mean? Ano ibig sabihin ng A, B, C, D, H, I, J, K? Sabi niya, A, you're adorable. B, you're beautiful. C, you're cute. D, you're delightful. Ano sunod? E, you're elegant. Sunod? F, you're fabulous. G, you're gorgeous. And H, you're hot. Napatigil yung husband. Sabi ni wife, "Eh, ano naman yung IJK? Sabi nung husband, "I'm just kidding." Alright. So, bawal po magbiro ngayon sa mga kababaihan. Sabihin ang totoo. Alright. Tingnan niyo po ang kababaihan na nasa tabi ninyo. Sabihin niyo po yung A, B, C, D, E, F, G. Saan siya doon? Bawal yung IJK. Alright. We celebrate women today in Crossroad, and we're happy to see how the world celebrates. Now, but not every country, every nation celebrates it. Marami pa rin mga bansa ngayon na po na talagang they silence and they really na po make bawal of the leadership, and even, no, ang pagsasalita ng mga kababaihan, whether in school, in workplaces, and in the community. Kaya po itong taon na ito, 2025, kinuha po natin, hinango po natin ang ating talakayan ngayon, ang preaching ng Panginoon ngayon, with this year's Women International Day theme, Accelerate Action. Everybody say, Accelerate Action! At kung makikita niyo po sa Google, nakaganyan po sila. Can we do it, women? Accelerate action. One more time. Accelerate action. Mga kalalakihan, can you do it with me? Accelerate action. Yes, we are doing things. We are acting. We are busy. Pero right now, we want to accelerate it. Most importantly, ang nais ng Women's International Council ay talagang accelerate no po breaking down the barriers and the biases for women. At nais po nilang talagang, kumbaga, i-break ang mga stereotypes. Pagka sinabi pong stereotypes ay ang mga maling pagkakilala at maling paghahanay ng kaisipan patungkol sa mga kababaihan. Ano po ba ang mga nauna na nating assumptions or nauna na nating pagkakilanlan sa mga kababaihan na nagiging, yun nga po, stereotype? Ang sabi po dito, women in general, sabi doon, are natural nurturers and caregivers. This is a stereotype. Ibig sabihin, pagkakakilanlan, ngunit hindi lahat ng kababaihan ay naturally warm and naturally caring. Marami po ang mga cases ng mga kalalakihan ngayon na physically abused by the women. So, ingat po tayo dito. Sabi po dito, women are too emotional naman daw po when it comes to work and other demanding areas. So, ang tingin sa mga kababaihan ay very emotional. That's a stereotype. And another stereotype is women are less competent than men. So kung maaari lang ay kung may leadership role, it should be men. Kung mayroong mga decision na gagawin, it should come from the men. Why? Because men are more competent cognitively in all aspects na po kaysa sa mga kababaihan. Stereotypes, these thoughts na po, itong mga assumptions na ito, itong pagkakilala na ito are harmful. Kasi po, ito'y nagpapakita ng inequality or kaya po division or discrepancy when it comes to the very design of the Lord for male and female. But hindi po aksidente that this year, 2025, we also chose the book of Luke, yung aklat po ni Lucas. Do you have your Bible with you? Sa aklat po ni Lucas, dito po tayo naglalakbay for the year 2025. At sa mata po ni Dr. Luke, binigyan niya po ng pagpapahiwatig. At not only pagpapahiwatig, but kahalagahan ang mga kababaihan before the Lord and before the community and the whole world. And Luke highlighted the roles and contributions of the women. Na naitala po niya sa aklat ng Luke at sa aklat ng Acts. Because Luke is also the author of the book of Acts. Kaya kung makikita po natin, ang dami niyang binanggit na mga pangalan po dito. We can see here yung ilan pong mga outline how Luke described the women. Yan. So yung dalawang panel po na yan ay from Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And then yung isa naman po sa women in Acts ay pinili na lamang po dito yung mga prominent and talaga pong significant women. So this is how Luke, Dr. Luke, gave importance to women. And he really wanted us to see ano ang pwedeng gawin, ano ang pwedeng i-contribute ng mga kababaihan sa pagmimisyon kasama at para sa Panginoon. So Luke gave us na po a lens of the purpose and the mission of women. Kaya po, nung sinusulat din niya yung Book of Acts, pinabanggit niya yung mga pangalan ng mga kababaihan, at kasama niya alongside with him was Paul, Apostle Paul. At kung makikita po natin, sa mga epistles po ni Paul, he also na po mentioned women. Kaya po together with the epistles of Paul, we can see the contributions of women, their significance and importance in advancing the mission of the Lord. Now, if we can see here, ang daming kababaihan na binanggit ni Luke. Kaya minsan po, no, kapag you are journaling and you are talagang reading through the book and you want to develop as a woman, yung characteristics talaga na gusto ng Panginoon sa atin, pwede tayo mag-study ng women of the Bible. And here, sa Luke, ang dami. Doon sa Book of Acts, talagang hanapin natin yung mga kababaihan doon. So, mahaba ito at marami ito, but today, I would just like us to share to you three significant women that Dr. Luke first mentioned. Mayroon pong tatlong kababaihan sa unang kabanata at pangalawang kabanata ng Book of Luke. So let us take a look at the three significant women mentioned in the first two chapters of the Book of Luke who exemplified the uniqueness and the specialness of their lives, contributing to advancing the mission of the Lord. Are you ready? Sino kaya ito? Yes, you can open your Bible so you can, para pong sabay po tayo makatuklas. So first, here is Elizabeth. Ayan. Elizabeth, we can find her account in Luke 1, 5-7. Sabay-sabay po nating basahin. Can we do it? Luke 1, 5-7, go. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah. And he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. So here we can see ang heavy ng description. Grabe, galing sa lineage ni Aaron. No, galing sa lineage ni Aaron. Sino ba si Aaron? Kapatid ni Moses. At sila po ay priestly lineage. At ang pinakamatindi po dito na description, both. Everybody say with me, both. Both the husband and the wife were righteous before God. Grabe, no? Pareho silang mag-asawa, matuwid sa harapan ng Panginoon, walking blamelessly in all. In all. Hindi po sila selective. Kung ano lang yung madali, yun ang gagawin. Kapag ka mahirap, wait lang. Kapag ka favorable sa akin, gagawin ko. Pagka hindi na favorable sa akin at iba na ang makakakuha ng credit, wait lang. Walang ganun. Talaga pong all of God's commands and statutes, they obeyed. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. It's amazing, no? In her journey of limitation and in the journey of, alam mo yun, tumanda ka na at ikaw lang mag-isa, wala kang anak. Pero ang account earlier on, talagang righteous . Even pinagkaitan. Even walang anak. They continued on. Again, not becoming selective, but fully and wholly, buong-buo at buong-todong bigay na pagsunod sa Panginoon. That's why Elizabeth, her significance is sacredness. Pagka sinabi nating sacredness, talagang sinet apart na niya ang kanyang sarili sa Panginoon. Ang lahat ng kanyang araw, ang lahat ng kanyang gawa, ang lahat ng kanyang isip ay aligned with God. That's why she and her husband were both righteous before God. In next verses, in Luke 1, 24-25, after these days, yung nagpakita na ang anghel kay Zechariah, at sinabi ng Zechariah, you will have a son. Kayong dalawa na Elizabeth. So after these days, his wife Elizabeth conceived. Wow! Sino po dito gustong magkaanak? Receive it in Jesus' name. Nagtataas ng kamay si Pastor Al. Magkaanak ng church na lang. Receive it in Jesus' name. You will have it in Jesus' name. And for 5 months she kept herself hidden, saying, "Thus the Lord has done for me in the days when he looked on me to take away my reproach among people." Akalain mo yun, yung buong buhay niya, merong hiya. Merong sakit. Merong hindi siya freely, no, natanggap ng mga tao. Dahil ang senyales ng pagiging barren ay kinalimutan o kinaligtaan ng Diyos. Kaya nagtago siya for 5 months, hindi dahil naihiya siya na matanda na siya, nagkaanak. Kung hindi, she kept it to herself and wow, she really, akin to, celebrated na po the goodness of the Lord. So this is Elizabeth. And meron nga pong pinakita dito na isang quotation si Elizabeth Elliot. Ang sabi niya dito, "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian makes me a different kind of woman." Can we read it all together? Go. "The fact that I am a woman does not make me a different kind of Christian, but the fact that I am a Christian makes me a different kind of woman." You see here, sa buhay ni Elizabeth, siya ay galing sa lineage ni Aaron, may priestly anointing. Yung kanya pong asawa ay priest din. Pero alam niyo yun, nabuhay sila na talagang napakasimple and pinamuhay po niya ay hindi ang pagiging babae, kung hindi ang pagiging Kristiyano sa kanyang pagiging babae. So she is first a sacred child of God, sacred woman of God, bago niya mapakilala ang kanyang sarili sa ibang mga tao. So this is sacredness. We are not just women. We are Christians. We are followers of the Lord. And therefore, as followers of Christ, that makes us distinct. That makes our walk different. That makes our thought different. That makes our words different. Distinct. May pagkakakilanlan. Because you are a follower of Christ. So this is the significance of Elizabeth. At nung nakita nga po niya si Mary, no po? Nung dumalaw po si Mary sa kanyang bahay, magpinsan po sila eh. And then, sabi po dito sa Luke 1:26-34, mahabang verses po ito. Pero bigyan nyo lamang po ako ng inyo pong pansin. And nung sinabi na po dito na, meron sinabi doon si Elizabeth na, "When Mary came and visited Elizabeth, the baby na po in her womb, sa womb ni Elizabeth ay naglip in joy." And then sabi ni Elizabeth, "How could it be that my Lord would come to me?" So si Elizabeth po ang nakakilala na yung dinadala po ni Mary ay ang tagapagligtas. So she also find na po the greatness and the blessing of being visited by Christ Himself, even nung nandun pa sa womb ni Mary. Now, let's take a look at the second character. The second significant woman is not only Elizabeth, the first, and then the second one is Mary. And she exemplified servanthood. Everybody say with me, servanthood. So let's take a look at Luke 1:26-34. Tingnan po natin yung account niya. Everybody read with me, go. "In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David." Ikakasal na po sila, ha? And then, sabi po dito, "And the virgin's name was Mary. And he came to her and said, 'Greetings, O favored one, the Lord is with you.' But she was greatly troubled at the saying, and tried to discern what sort of greeting this might be. And the angel said to her, 'Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. And the Lord will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end.' And then Mary said to the angel, 'How will this be, since I am a virgin?' And the angel answered her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, your relative Elizabeth in her old age has also conceived a son. And this is the sixth month with her who was called barren." Everybody read with me verse 37. "For nothing will be impossible with God. And Mary said, 'Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word.' And the angel departed from her." May it be done to me according to your word. So nakita po natin, no? Dalaga siya, meron siyang boyfriend, engaged na sila, ikakasal na siya. What a dream to come true. Wow! And come to think of it, kapag inaral natin who was Joseph, talaga pong sana all may Joseph. Pero nandun siya sa gitna ng kanyang pag-abot na ng kanyang pangarap. And then the Lord came to him with His word na talagang you are favored and you are chosen to be the mother of the Son of God. So ang tanong niya, how could this be? Because I am a virgin. So alam niya. So si Zechariah, tinanong din po yun eh, how could this be? How could this be? Pero alam ng Diyos kung ano ang spirit, ano ang motivation, ano ang nakapaloob doon sa tanong na pareho. How could this be? Tanong ni Zechariah. How could this be? Tanong ni Mary. Pero kay Zechariah, sinilent siya ni Lord. Kasi sabi doon, because of your unbelief. Pero kay Mary, hindi siya sinilent ni Lord. So, alam niyo yun, may mga tanong tayo sa buhay na nakikita ng Diyos eh. Alam niya kung saan nanggagaling yung mga tanong niya natin. At meron siyang tamang sagot sa atin na sometimes He will really silent us because He wants to correct something within us. But for Mary, no, this is a question of kumbaga po eh, logistics. It's not faith. Kay Zechariah, it's a question of who? God, kaya mo itong gawin talaga? Matanda na kami. A question of questioning the greatness of God. But for Mary, it's a question of, sabihin na po natin, practicality. Paano ako magkaka-baby? Eh, virgin ako. Hindi pa ako nakakasal. So, and come to think of it, si Mary po ay bata pa dito. So, hindi pa ganun katindi yung kanyang conception about everything. And then, talagang iniisip niya, paano nga mangyayari yun na ako'y mapupuntis? Wala akong asawa and I am a virgin. And in-explain sa kanya ng angel. At ang dulo nun, sabi niya, "Behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word." Meron pa bang Mary ngayon? Bukod sa Mary ang pangalan. Meron pa ba na sa gitna ng ayan na yung pangarap ko, tapos biglang nagsalita ang Diyos, tapos sasabihin mong, okay, I let go of my dream because I am God's servant. But for Mary, she knows not only her status as a single woman about to be married and a virgin, and to be proud of, talagang model siya. Pero alam niya yung stature ng kanyang puso. More than anything and anyone, he loves God. She loves the Lord most importantly, first and foremost. Kaya niyang talikuran ng pangarap. Kaya niyang talikuran kahit yung love life. Kaya niyang talikuran ang anumang bagay, pangarap, para lamang sa Diyos. Mayroon pa kayang babae na katulad ni Mary. Mary did not have it easy. Hindi po yun madali. Kagaya din ni Ruth, ni Esther, ni Hannah, ni Sarah, also for Bathsheba, hindi rin po madali. So let us stop falling for the feel-good gospel. Let's stop falling for the feel-good gospel. Na parang, okay, I feel good, I will do it. I feel important, I will be there. O pinakinggan ako, good thing naman. O ang saya-saya, o sige, let's do it. Hindi lang po ito ang buhay pagsunod sa Diyos. There will be hardships and there will be choices. Kagaya ng message natin ng mga nakaraan, choose your hard. And for Elizabeth, sorry, for Mary, for Ruth, Esther, Sarah, Hannah, and even for Rahab, hindi po naging madali ang pagsunod sa Diyos. But it's worth it. Mahirap talaga sumunod sa Panginoon. Pero alam niyo po, hindi po natapos si Mary na sinabi niyang, okay, let it be done to me, kasi I'm your servant. Hindi niya po ito sinabi na parang, oh, nakakatakot ka naman, Lord, eh. Kapag ka sumuway ako sa iyo, eh, baka parusahan mo ako. Sige na nga. Eh, wala na eh. Wala nang choice. Eh, di ba, ikaw naman ang makapangyarihan sa lahat. Sige na nga. Hindi po siya napilitan. Anong evidence that Mary decided to obey the Lord and choose to be God's servant with a willing heart? Kung susundin po natin yung sumunod na mga talata sa Luke chapter 1 verses 46 to 55, ito po ang awit ni Mary. Awit ni Mary. Ang sabi niya, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Si Mary, nung sumunod siya sa Diyos, nung nawala ng lahat ng pangarap niya, at tila pati si Joseph, hindi na rin niya makukuha, pagtatawanan siya ng tao, at talagang habang buhay, kahit karga na niya yung baby, ay pagchichismisan siya. But nevertheless, sabi niya po sa kanyang magnificent, "My soul magnifies the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God, my Savior." Bakit madali kay Mary to say, "Lord, let it be unto me as your servant"? Bakit niya sinabi ito? Because she also needs a Savior. And she had found the Savior in Jesus. Can we sing this song habang nakaupo po kayo? I have here the MP4. if it's okay, let's play it. Habang nakaupo lang kayo, ipagpalagay na natin that we are Mary. And now, we have received the call to obey God. And let us take a look and feel the heart of Mary, exceedingly expressing po joy in Jesus. Can we sing this? Are you ready to sing? Can you clap your hands? Do you love God? Do you want to obey Jesus like Mary? This is the Magnificat. Come on, sing along.
Jesus answered when I called his name. Let us save me. You love that embrace me. Mercy, grace, eternal
life. This is the Magnificat, modern,
Magnificat. For the blessed to hear one.
giving you praise. Exceeding joy. Do you have that joy in serving Jesus? Do you have joy in following Him? Do you have joy pagka may pinaiwan na sa'yo si Lord? Do you have joy in abandoning all the pleasures of your life? Kaya ang tawag po doon ay joyful abandonment. How long have you been walking with Jesus? Ano na po ang mga iniwan ninyo para sa Panginoon? Kung yung mga ugali natin na masasama, nahihirapan pa tayong iwanan, paano pa yung mga pagpili natin ng paggamit ng oras? Pangangalaga sa katawan. Pero ang dami na, hindi mo na magagawa yun kasi yun lamang pagbabago ng pagsasalita, pagbabago ng kaisipan. Nahihirapan ka pang ialay sa Panginoon. So Mary, she found God. She found the Lord as everything in her life. And no questions asked. Kung itong paraan ng Diyos, bakit hindi? That's servanthood. Mary is also an introspective woman. Pagka po sinabing introspective woman, bago siya gumawa, nagtatanong muna siya. Bago siya gumawa, nag-iisip muna siya. Ang hirap po na may nagsasalita sa iyo, tapos nakikipag-chat ka sa iba. So you cannot really grasp the whole thing. Yes, you have taken some things. Pero iba yung nakakuha ng buo kaysa nakakuha ng kalahati. Tanong ko po sa inyo kung kayo'y mananalo sa loto. Ay, sorry, wala palang loto. Example lang. Kung sakali naman po magbibigay sa inyo, may magbibigay po sa inyo ng 1,000,000 piso. Huwag na lang, magbigay na lang. Sorry, Lord. 1,000,000 pesos. O sige, sino gusto ng 1,000,000 pesos right now? Woo! Eh, di ka nakasabi doon, merong paraan para makuha mo yung 1 million. Ituturo ko sa'yo paano mo makuha yung 1 million pesos. Ano kaya ang posture mo? Tatlong steps lang, 3 steps na. How would you get the 1 million? What would you do? Iwanan mo yung cellphone mo. No? Iwanan mo lahat. Makinig ka lang. Masulat mo lang. Paano saan ko kukuhanin yung 1 billion? Tama ba? Treasure. No? Pero tayo, God is speaking. And God is the God of everything. And talaga po, wow, He's God. And when He speaks through your leader, through the pastor, through the podcast, through the Bible reading natin, half, 1/4, isisingit ko na lang. You do not see it as a treasure. You do not see it as important to you. That's why your heart is kalahati, kakarampot lang. For where your treasure is, there your heart goes to. But for Mary, yes, she loved Joseph. Pero she loved God more than Joseph. Introspective. We need this. We want to hear and obey. But in between hear and obey, we should need to reflect. Matutong makinig. Sabihin mo sa katabi mo, tama yan. Makinig tayo. Yan, tama yan. And the third, pangatlo na, is Anna. Anna in Luke chapter 2, 36-38. And there was a prophetess Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived with her husband 7 years from when she was a virgin. and then as a widow until she was 84. She did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day. And coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Him to all who were waiting for the redemption of Jerusalem. Anna exemplified the life of steadfastness. Ang pananatili. In all seasons, single, married, single again. She remained faithful, steadfast. A Christian woman does not put her hope in her husband or in getting one. A Christian woman, a disciple woman, does not put her hope in her husband or getting one. A Christian woman does not put her hope in her looks. A Christian woman puts her hope in God alone. And that's Anna. She was given only 7 years, married with her husband, and then nabalo na siya. But since then, sabi dito, when she was a virgin and then as a widow until she was 84, magkakasama po yun. Simula nung nag-asawa siya, 7 years lang silang nagsama, namatay na po si kuya, and then naging 84 years old na siya. Sabi doon, hindi siya umalis sa temple. She did not depart from the temple. Because her dignity, her strength comes from the Lord. Kaya women who are here and the men who are here, can we help each other to find really our strength and wisdom in the Lord? Proverbs 31:25 says to us, strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the days to come. Single, married, single again. Walang problema. Because, no, she can find joy in every season of her life. Saan mo siya matatagpuan? Doon, sa presensya ng Panginoon. She doesn't cringe. She doesn't run away. She's not naive of what is coming. She laughs. Because holy women of God, na po talaga, hope in the sovereignty of God who promises to help women whenever she needs Him. The older we get, sino po dito ang mga 50s and up? Aminin. Ayan, ako lang. The older we get, alam mo yun, the older I get, the less I care about people. Think of me. Therefore, the older I get, the more I enjoy life. Alam niyo po ba yun? 50 years old and up, wala na pakialam sa atin yung mga tao. Tignan niyo yung TikTok ngayon. Nakakatawa na lang kapag ka nag-TikTok pang mga lolo at lola. Pero pwede pa rin naman. Kaya lang, di ba, hindi na masyadong nilalike. Maawa na tayo. Because that's the reality. The older we get, the less I care about people, how they think of me. Come on, grow up. Tumatanda na tayo, huwag na natin isipin, ano bang sinasabi ng tao sa suot natin? Ano bang sinasabi ng tao sa gayak natin? At kahit itanong natin yung sa kanila, they don't care. So, ibigay na natin yung sa young ones. Pero to the young ladies, stay simple. Kaya you go to Simple Women's Bazaar later. Pero, 50s and up, 50s and up, hindi na tayo papansinin ng mga tao sa gayak natin, pero meron naman tayong dignity. Tama ba? Therefore, you enjoy life. Come on! Enjoy life! Huwag ka na masyadong after dun sa sinabi, pinansin ka ng mga tao sa suot mo o sa mga ginayak mo. Yaan mo na yun. Enjoy life. 50s and up. Come on, do you believe that we can enjoy life pa din? Yeah. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Woo! Hallelujah. Come on. So, yan. Hindi natin mapipigilan ng aging. Hindi natin mapipigilan ng pagtanda. And ha, while I was preparing this message, mapagbiro talaga si Lord. Kagabi, ang napanaginipan ko, ang itsura ko nung matanda na ako. Kakabasa ko nito. Napanaginipan ko na may kulubot na. Napanaginipan ko na may wrinkles. Napanaginipan ko na matanda na ako. And the Lord whispered to me, "Do not be afraid. I am with you, even in your old age." Amen? God is faithful in all seasons. So we see here the three women, their significance, their examples. Saan po natin nakita ang example ni Elizabeth? In sacredness. Ni Anna, kanino po? Servanthood. And, Mary. And Anna, steadfastness. Pero ang theme natin, accelerate action. Paano ba yun? Paano mo i-accelerate yung action ngayon na pagiging babae? In sacredness, in servanthood, and in steadfastness. So the question is, how? How can I accelerate all this, no, and put in it to intentional action? Paano ba? Paano ba maging blameless? Paano ba maging servant? Paano ba maging talagang steadfast in the Lord? Kahit mag-isa, kahit matanda na, paano? Allow me to share with you, sabi dito kay Elizabeth, balikan lang natin yung text. Sabi niya dito, to accelerate action in sacredness. Let us take a look at the secret of Elizabeth. Sabi niya dito, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. Di ba yung action verb? Tama po ba? Action is a verb word. Action is verb and it's an action, active, and talaga pong pandiwa, gumagalaw. So let's take a look at the verse. How can we accelerate sacredness into action? Ano yun? Sabi dito, the action word here is walking. Everybody say with me, walking. Pwede ba natin i-accelerate yung paglakad natin kasama ang Diyos? So that's the accelerating action in sacredness. For Elizabeth, sinasabi niya sa atin ngayon, to remain sacred, to remain blameless, to remain really upright before God. Come on, walk with Him. Because the more you walk with Him, the more you get closer with Him, and the more you get closer with Him, nakakamukha mo siya. Napapakinggan mo siya. Nararamdaman mo ang puso niya. Nakikita mo kung saan nilalakad ng Diyos ang kanyang mga paa at dumoroon ka walking with Him blamelessly. Walking is not just lakad, but walking with the intention to reach your destination. Yung walking po dito ay hindi pasyal. Yung walking po dito is focused on the goal. And the goal is to be like Christ. So my focus is Christ. My aim is to glorify Christ. My objective in my life is really to be like Him. Therefore, I'm gonna walk looking at Him, focus on Him, directed by Him, and therefore reach Him each day. Accelerate walking with the Lord. That's Elizabeth, even in barrenness, even in great need, even nakakatawa na yung itsura niya, even marami na nagchichismis sa kanya, she kept walking with the Lord. Up until she realized the blessing of the Lord, tinupad ng Diyos ang pangako ng Panginoon sa kanila. Kahit old age na, nabuntis pa rin siya because nothing is impossible with God. And she have realized it spiritually and physically, nahawakan niya ang pangako ng Diyos. Ang sabi po dito, walking blamelessly. Sa ibang version po, careful to obey, living without blame. Sa Tagalog, mamuhay ng tapat. Everybody spell with me tapat. Ready, go. T-A-P-A-T. Very good. Baliktarin po natin. Shh. Baliktad. Spell tapat. T-A-P-A-T. Pagbalik-balik na rin natin ang buhay natin, sana'y manatili tayong tapat sa Diyos. Amen? Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. He deserves a faithful, loyal service, walking with God truly. Totoo, tapat. Number two, Mary in servanthood. Anong action dito ni Mary? Let's take a look at the verb. Tingnan natin ang English natin. And Mary said to the angel. Do you agree with me? Yung said, yung say is a verb? Tama po ba? So, ang dami po nating sinasabi. Kagaya ko po, ang tagal ko na nagsasalita dito, ang dami nating words. Pero sabi dito ni Mary, and Mary said to the angel, how will this be since I am a virgin? And then after na inexplain ng angel sa kanya, there's another verb here na sinabi sa verse 38, and Mary said, behold, I am the servant of the Lord. Let it be to me according to your word. And the angel departed from her. Words are very important. What you professes na po talaga pong determine your heart. What you say is the condition really of your heart. So Mary here, no sabi doon, and she said, and then the word, let it be to me. Let it be to me. According to your word, let it be. Yung let it be is an action word. So yung salita niya, salita ni Mary ay hindi ang guguhit sa kanyang buhay. Ang guguhit sa buhay, ang magdidikta sa buhay ni Mary ay hindi yung gusto niyang sabihin. Ang magdidikta kay Mary ay yung salita ng Diyos. Let it be to me according to your word. To your word, God. So, a significant woman, a woman of destiny, a woman really of worth, na po is a woman of God's word. Bago mo salitain, yes, you have limiting words. You have cursing words. Na po, di ba? Ito yung God's priorities natin ngayon. Reading through, nagsimula sa isip, and then tatago sa labi, and then sa ating compulsions. But you see here, meron tayong mga salita ng limitations, meron tayong salita ng pagtatanong, pero pag tayo ay nakinig sa Diyos, pag tayo ay naging learner, pag tayo ay nasa posture ng pagiging servant, and therefore we resolve that I will follow the Lord, not according to my word, but according to your word. Accelerate our obedience to God unreservedly. Walang reservation. Wait lang. Hirap yan. ang magdetermina sa iyo ay ang salita ng Panginoon. Kaya every day we have the Word. Every day, please read your Word. Sabi sa Sunday School, one chapter a day makes the devil away. So please read the Word. Never ever walk with God without His Word. Huwag tayo lumakad lamang sa vibes natin. Huwag lamang tayo lumakad sa mga nababasa natin sa Facebook, sa social media, kahit gaano pa siya kaganda. But the ultimate, the absolute direction that will really guide you is none other than the Word of God. Kaya sabi dito, I say, and Mary said, how could this be? That's the word of question asking God, paano? Nung siya ay pinahiwatigan na ng Panginoon, in-explain na ng Diyos, tinuruan na siya ng Diyos, ang sabi niya, let it be according to your word. Ano ibig sabihin? Kahit virgin ako, kahit hindi na ako makakapag-asawa, kahit pagtawanan ako ng tao, kahit nawala na yung dream ko, let it be, Lord! Because your word is my light and my life. Amen! Number three, for Elizabeth. For Elizabeth, we see here, there's no need to be loud and aggressive. Pagka tumatanda na tayo, no po, and talagang marami na tayong reklamo. Kasi marami naman ang sumasakit. Sino ba dito mga anak, mga 40s and below? Raise your hand. 40s and below. Subigawa kayo ng yehey! Can you please be patient with your parents who are aging? Can you please be patient with us? Kasi sa totoo lang, marami nang sumasakit. At alam nyo, minsan hindi naman yan makapagsalita. Kasi nahihiya din. Pero nagmamanifest sa iba. Nadadabog, diba? Dumadabog. O kaya naman, talagang galit. And just please be patient. Unawain natin. Kumuha tayo ng malalim na pangunawa. So, aging really is difficult. Aging really is something na talagang dapat natin din paghandaan. Tanungin ko po kayo, ano po ang kinakatakot ninyo sa pagtanda? Sa mga anak po dito, ano po ang kinakatakot ninyo sa pagtanda ng inyong mga magulang? I have heard stories of dementia. You know that, yung dementia, na hindi mo lang nakakalimutan na pangalan ng mga tao. Hindi mo lang nakakalimutan kung saan ka nakatira, mga bagay na mga memories losing one by one. Isa po iyan sa kinakatakutan ko. But you know, ang isang nakakatakot na darating sa dementia, makalimutan mong huminga. Totoo yun. Nakakatawa. Pero totoo yun. At meron po ngayon, early dementia cases. Akala nyo yung dementia pang 80s lang? No. Kahit 40s, 50s, meron na pong early dementia. Lalo na po, alam nyo yun, yung may mga utang. Yun po yun eh. Let us pray. Nakakalimutan. So, yung dementia na lumiliit na yung brain and yeah. So, anyway. So, let us be gracious. Para sa mga anak, treasure the moments. But for those who are aging alone, those who are aging alone and no one like Elizabeth, Where can you find her? You can find her in the temple. What was she doing? She was staying in the temple, worshiping, fasting, praying night and day, giving thanks to God, speaking of Him to everyone, waiting. Everybody say with me, waiting. Waiting on the Lord. Hindi siya bumibigay. She was very simple. Pero meron siyang compulsion and composure to really follow God. And alam niya, habang tumatanda siya, the temple during the time became Anna's safe place. She had no one. Pero hindi po binanggit dito that she was discipling and she was mentoring a group of people. Pero meron pong binanggit dito, tingnan po natin yung verse, sabi po dito, she did not depart from the temple, worshiping with fasting and prayer night and day, and coming up at that very hour, she began to give thanks to God and to speak of Him to all. Sino kaya yun? I was thinking, really? Sino kaya yung kasama ni Anna na and speak of Him, speak of Jesus, speak of the Redeemer to all? Meron siyang followers. Meron siyang ka-fellowship. And she found the temple with all these people a safe place. Sa pagtanda natin, mga kapatid, kanya-kanya ng buhay ang ating mga anak. But you know, there is one safe place that we can grow old, and that's the church. Amen? That's the church. Stay here. God is here. People care for you here. And we really want to really develop pa po ang ating ministry among the elderlies. And sana tayo, we engage. We do everything we can to really, wag niyo po kaming hintayin lang na kailan ba iaayos ni Pastora Citas yan? Kailan ba ganito? Nasaan na ba yung mga ganito? Please, if you find talaga po heart in taking care of the elderlies, of the widows, come on. Win more people. And kagaya ni Anna. Waiting on God devotedly. Waiting on God devotedly. So I just want you to watch this video about this true to life story. Very short lang. Can we watch this? Do you have the video po, the old woman? So we see here the significance of Anna sa atin po is to really wait on God devotedly. And let's take a look at this old woman, 88 years old.
Hey, can you tell me what your address is?
What my address is?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Okay, what color shirt did you have on yesterday?
I don't know.
What did you have for lunch today?
Food. Good food.
All right. So who is Linda? Do you know Linda? What about Paul?
Paul? Paul.
All right. Who is Jesus?
Well, Jesus is the one who saved me and lives in my heart and will take
me. Give God a best clap offering for praise.
Quite amazing.
88 years old. What color is your dress? I don't know. What's the food we're eating? I don't know. What do you like about the food? What do you call about this? Food. Hindi niya na alam. Who is Linda? Who is Paul? I don't know. Pero nung tinanong siya, who is Jesus? Jesus, He is my Lord. He is my Savior. He is in my heart. Invest. Create memories with Jesus. Long for Jesus. Hanapin mo ang Diyos. Mag-impok ka ng maraming magagandang kwento about Jesus. So that you will never forget your Savior and your Lord, even in your old age. We see here the progression to accelerate action for Elizabeth, its sacredness. And to be sacred, we really need to walk with God. And for Mary, we really need to accelerate our obedience. Si Mary, naka-obey siya sa Lord because she saw the redemptive plan of God. She saw the sovereignty of God. And she saw herself. I am not God. I am just His servant. And for Anna, steadfastness, we need to accelerate our waiting devotedly. Ano pong hinihintay natin sa ating buhay ngayon? Hinihintay natin na makapag-asawa, makapag-masteral, makapag-doctorate, makabayad ng utang, magkaroon ng anak. What else do we wait in life? But there is one thing that we should really be prepared of, and that is the coming of the Lord. Whether tawagin niya tayo dito sa lupa, na mamamatay tayo, lilipat na tayo doon sa ating tahanan, or darating siya mula sa langit for rapture, second coming. We've got to wait upon the Lord. And when we wait upon the Lord, we choose to stay in the place where He resides. Where He is glorified. Where He is manifested. And that could be your safe place. Amen. Come on. Let us give our lives to the Lord. Let us give our lives to this church. Not that we are building buildings. Not that we are building organization. Pero yung ang sabi ng Panginoon, lahat ng bagay lilipas. Ngunit ang salita ko'y magpapatuloy hanggang wakas. Mga kapatid, hanggang may buhay, let us breathe life, let us breathe Jesus. Pero ang tanong, this accelerate action, Pastor, at tinitignan ko, sacredness, servanthood, ano pa isa, steadfastness, tapos walking with Him, ano pa yun, obeying Him, and then waiting on Him. These are all passive. Where is the action here? So makita po natin, counterintuitive po ang iniisip nating action mula sa tinuro sa atin ngayon. Kasi dito sa mundo, para sabihin natin, we are a woman of action, dapat meron tayong binibigay, dapat meron tayong foundation, dapat meron tayong rally, meron tayong active contribution, meron tayong post na magaganda, meron tayong masasabing achievements natin. These are actions, talagang significant actions in the world. But these are counterintuitive. Ibig pong sabihin ng counterintuitive, the action must come in first ear, inside. Let's accelerate action from the inside out. Pag-igihin natin, i-accelerate natin ang pag-aayos ng buhay sa loob. And then it naturally comes forth. Paano nangyari yun? Ang tindi ng pag-aayos ng buhay ng tatlong kababaihan na to na pangloob. Nasaan yung acceleration doon? Brace yourselves! Because Elizabeth bore John the Baptist. Mary bore Jesus. And Anna, she had these all people in the temple waiting for the coming of the Savior. And they behold Him. Kaya iniisip mo, ang tagal na, paano ba? Paano ba ako magkakaroon ng influence? Kailangan bang tumugtog, sumayaw, mag-design? Ano ba? Saan bang influence ko? Your influence first resides from the inward heart, your soul. Ayusan ng buhay. And pagka nakita mo to ng Panginoon, you will be favored by His power. And therefore, you will be able to take care like the likes of John the Baptist, the great prophet in the New Testament. Jesus, the Savior. And just like Anna, people around her were influenced to wait upon the Lord. What are we producing as we follow Jesus? What are we working talaga ba so that we can say, I am a follower of Christ? Begin to be true. Begin to obey the Lord unreservedly. Begin really to wait on Him faithfully, steadfastly, hanggang matanda na tayo. And sana meron talagang sumusunod sa atin. You may be walking with the Lord, but do you acknowledge that your walk with the Lord is shallow? Ang paglakad mo ba sa Panginoon ay going deep and deeper? Or para ka lang namamasyal sa park? And sometimes you play with God, you play God. So sana po, it's time just like Elizabeth to really walk truly. You have your own dreams. Hindi masamang mangarap. Pero do you trust God with all your dreams? Hindi madamot ang Diyos. Pero ang tanong, do you allow God to speak over your dreams? And do you see God bigger than your dreams? For Anna, you have been single, you have been married, and now you're aging and you're getting all by yourselves alone. But understand this, the promise of redemption never ends. God is able to take care of us even in old age. Let us accelerate our action. Amen? And let us pray that we create legacy to bring forth fruits that would glorify God, kagaya ni John the Baptist, ni Jesus, and the people who waited on Jesus with Anna. To God be the glory. Amen. Happy Women's Day. Palakpakan natin ang Panginoon. Shall we stand on our feet and just